Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you mibein Chavot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Vav, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we're continuing the sugyat Tikkun Olam. So here we have another takana of Tikkun Olam. It's not clear what Tikkun Olam the Mishnah is referring to, but we shall see. Hamotziat ishto mishum shem ra lo yachzir. Someone who divorces a wife because of rumors about her misbehavior going around, he's not allowed to give her a kiddushin once he's megarisher. So he cannot take her back, ever. Mishum neder, and if he was megarisher because she had made a neder that he didn't approve of, and he doesn't like the idea that a woman should be walking around making nedarim, also lo yachzir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends what kind of neder. Kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachzir. If it's a neder that people in general know about, then he cannot be machzir. V'shelo yadu bo rabim yachzir. However, if people don't know about the neder, so then, again, it's not clear. Don't know about the neder? Is it the idea that it was hudar b'rabim? Is that the point? Because the lashon of yado barabim doesn't seem to make much sense. So the norm would be that we would assume that if it was a neder shehuda barabim, so then lo yachzir, because at that point there's nothing that he can do about it. There's no hafara, and he feels that in this case, if her type of neder is a neder that is parutz in that fashion, that he feels that he doesn't want a wife like that. That may be the issue. And therefore, for that, we would give her a knas that she cannot be taken back. But this has nothing to do with his ability to make problems for her afterwards. So we'll see, there's two basic approaches here. One approach is that if he is basing the divorce on rumors, let's say, which may turn out not to be true, so then in a year, meanwhile, she's married to somebody else, and she's gone out and had children and so on. All of a sudden, it turns out there's an investigative report in the papers. It was all Bubba Mises, and she was actually completely and totally innocent, and someone was attempting to ruin her reputation. And he'll walk back into court and say, my God, the whole thing was a mechachos, and had I realized that she was such a wonderful woman, as I had always thought, of course, I never would have divorced her. So because of that, the Tikkun Olam is that the Chachamim asser him from being able to remarry her. And therefore, at the time that he gives the get, we say to him, look, you have to understand, if you're giving this get, you're never going to be able to remarry her, no matter what.
He has to state his reasons?
We'll see. He does have to state his reasons, although not normally, but in this case, that way it becomes clear. Because what we want him to say is that, well, even so, I'm willing to be megarisher. Okay, so what does that show us? That, look, if he really cared, then he would have left things open. Because, okay, I'll wait till we find out. Because right now I don't have an option to take her back. So since he doesn't care enough to say that, he obviously has other issues. He says, oh, you know what, the heck with it, I can't take it anymore. Okay, so then even if this thing changes, we don't believe anymore that it's a mechatos. And he won't be able to be Macau-caller.
This is a very small window of opportunity here. He decides to divorce her. She can't marry for another 90 days.
Yeah.
And then she immediately gets married, gets pregnant.
5 years later.
5 years later.
20 years later.
Okay.
What's the difference when it takes place?
Yeah,
the point is.
Okay.
So
he's going to come back 5 years later and say,
he could.
That's not what
we don't. We're always worried about putting the possibilities of kilkel into the hand of a Baal anyway. Remember, so even if such a thing wouldn't be accepted, exactly. So we make it more difficult. All right. So anyway, that's one approach. Now, the other approach is that this has nothing to do with Mipnei Tikkun Olam in the case that we're talking about. It's a general Tikkun Olam, namely, that because these two things happen and that people will generate the Shame Ra and will make Nedarim, and that's something that we want to avoid. So therefore, this is a knas on that behavior. It has nothing to do with Kilkel. And that if, therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would be machalic between a neder that was done in a way that is chutzpahdik, and everybody knows about it, and it's mufor sam. Again, it's machlokas rishonim, whether it's the very fact that it was barabim makes it more chatzuf, or whether the idea is that since people know about it, since people will learn about it, and it's public, and we want to make a statement, a public statement, fine, whatever the case is, it's not a question of kilkel. We'll see there are major, major differences between these approaches. It's not a question of kilkel, it's a question of knas. So we have two separate approaches. Now the pashtus is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when we're talking about kol neder sheyadu bo rabim, and therefore the Rambam takes it to mean literally, yadu bo rabim. It doesn't have to do with the neder shehuda bo rabim, whether it has hafar, doesn't have hafar, that isn't the point. The point is that she publicizes the fact of her willingness to make the dar. According to others, this is a classic case of neder shehuda bo rabim. Now, since she's willing to go so far as to make a neder that will be outside of our abilities to be matir, that is a real chutzpah. And because of that, we are maf'il the knas that we made. But if lo yadu bo rabim, so then it's not a problem because we're not chayesh l'kilk. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol neder shetzarich hakirat chacham lo yachzir. But she'eino tzarich hakirat chacham yachzir. If this is something that she would have to go to a bezdin, she'd have to go to chacham, and he needs to be thinking about finding a petach for her, so then that means that the husband himself wasn't the one who could be mefer. So Rabbi Meir holds our problem is that he would say, oh my gosh, had I known that this was a neder that would have been matir her, I never would have divorced her. I thought that this is outside of the range of the chachamim to find a petach for. So memela, there you can be makalkaler, and because of that, if it's a neder like that, where he could say, I had no idea that they would ever find a way out of this neder, so then we make him say, no, I'm going to divorce her, even though I know I can't take her back. But if eino tzaricha kirat chacham, so what's he going to say? What's he going to say? Oh, I didn't realize I could have just said mufalach. We don't believe it. That's not a taina. That's going to be called a mekachtos to get. So says Rabbi Meir. Omar Rabbi Elazar, a third shita. On the contrary, lo asru zeh ela mipnei zeh. The only point of answering a neder that does require chakirat chacham is because of his ability to taina about nedarim that don't require a chakirat chacham. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? He holds that if somebody would come along and say, had I known that it was possible to be matir this neder, I never would have been megarisher, he is not believed. Why? Because we don't think that people will approve of the idea of having their wives go around to try to seek heter for the door. She's going to have to walk at the bed. It's a bizyonis. I'm not interested in getting to bizyonis. So a woman who is going to cause me those kind of bizyonis or call herself, cause herself those kind of bizyonis, I'm not interested in. For him to come along, oh, had I known that there was a heter, we would have said, that's a bunch of bull. You never would have wanted your wife to be running around to find a heter anyway, so don't claim that. That's irrelevant. So why then did we make this takana? Be'ikar, because of the fact that there are nedarim that he wouldn't have had to send her to Besdin for, and those are nedarim that he could have been made for Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina, and nedarim that have been, you know, in that fashion, as we learned before, nedarim. There we would believe him that he didn't realize that this was included under Inui Nefesh, or whatever the case may be. So there we have to tell him that don't come back later and say, had I known. Once we make already a general takana that don't come back and say, had I known, because we're not going to let you remarry her, it applies to all nedarim. So we were asered anybody who's megarish bishum neder. But the only reason we were megarish, the one that had to go to Besdin, even though we wouldn't have believed him, Mikra, then he could have taken her back. There's no chashash because we made it a blanket response to nedarim. So we have three shitot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the problem is that she is acting in ways that we don't approve of, and we want to be mefarsem to all the people. This is not how we act. Someone who gets divorced because of this type of behavior is not to be taken back by her husband. That's a din in her. as a general tikkun of society. The other two shitot, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, are built around the chashash that the husband will be mekalkal. What is the machlokas between them? It's a side issue about whether we believe a husband who says, well, had I known my wife could have gone to Beis Din to get a naheter, I wouldn't have been mekalkal. Rabbi Meir says, we don't believe that. Rabbi Elazar says, we don't believe that because nobody wants that. So that wouldn't have required a tikkun, because even if he had said something afterwards, we would have said, we don't believe you. On the contrary, what we do believe is that he could have said, I didn't realize that this was a neder that I had a right to be made for. Rabbi Meir says just the opposite. Rabbi Meir says, everybody knows a neder you could be made for. And the only problem is that he could say, I didn't know that this neder, she would ever find hatara. And he doesn't care about the fact that we say, you sure you would have wanted your wife to be able to be mavazi or going to Beis Din and so on? Yeah, it's a big deal. No, she goes and speaks to the Rav. That's not so much. But okay. Omar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Maaseh B'tzidam, Be'echad Sha'amar Le'ishto. Now this is a very strange maisa. A guy says to his wife, I swear that if I don't give you a get, something, I mean, it doesn't say what, but okay, something. Well, you can't swear if I don't give you a get. Obviously, it's a t'nai to something or another, right? We had this many times in the dorm. Konim kol peroto olam alai, if. And he went ahead and he was begarisher. Listen, I'm not happy with you, Daniel. Very not happy. This running around sick like this. He's coming back sicker every day. It's just crazy. I don't care what the doctors told you. They're wrong. You're going to have to take off a day and rest.
It's called jokes.
No, this is no joke. Look at you. You look terrible. I'm very concerned. Maybe it is a bronchitis or something that requires an antibiotic. We'll talk afterwards, but I'm very nervous. You know, we need you around. It's not, we don't have any minion in the bathroom. So, and he was Megarasher. And a remarkable thing, the Chachomim will matter him to take her back. Tikkun Olam. That's absolutely crazy. What Tikkun Olam? Why would they ask her to take her? What in the world is going on? Clearly, this last piece is, whew, and it has nothing to do with anything we said before. Whenever we bring Maaseh B'tzidam, it always means, and to illustrate the aforementioned principle, there was even a Maaseh Shehayah. This Maaseh has nothing to do with anything. We've been talking about women making the dorm, now that the husband makes a neder. We're talking about cases where the neder is the cause of his dissatisfaction with his marriage. Now we talk about the neder is to dissolve his marriage. I mean, totally irrelevant. It seems crazy to bring this in. And of course, that is going to be worked out in the circuit. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman, Vuhu Sha'amar la Mishum Shemrani Motzieh. So in our first understanding, all of this, said Rav Nachman, is only if the guy said b'feirush. You know, I want you to know, it's these rumors, that's why I'm giving you the get. Or it's the neder, that's why I'm giving you the get. But if he didn't say that, then the Rabbanan never asks her taking her back. So what does Reb Nachman hold, if this is true? It must be that Kasavar Taimamai, the reason is Mishum Kilkula. So that's going on, leave it to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, that he could come back and say, well, I only divorced you because of the neder, or I only divorced you because of your rumors. Had I known that the neder, you know, would have been easily mutar, had I known the rumors weren't true, so fine. If he didn't say that that's why he's being Megarisher, he can't come along and suddenly say, well, that's what I was thinking. That's what you were thinking. Udvarim Shebelev. Who cares what you were thinking? So the only reason we have to worry about is coming into court and claiming that the whole thing is a Megarchtos, because he said so. But if he didn't say so, then it wouldn't be a problem. So Yilol Lomotzim Mekalkala. Now others have Reb Nachman saying exactly the opposite. He could, well, not saying exactly, but believing exactly the opposite. Because Ikad Amri, what Reb Nachman was quoted as saying, was this. Omer Rav Yosef ben Yomar Reb Nachman, Tzarich Sheyomarla. Not that this is only if he said, but rather at the time of the divorce, He has to publicly state, "Havi yoda'a chemishum shemra animotzeh," or "mishum neder animotzeh." He has to state the reasons that he's giving the divorce. So that means exactly the opposite, that Reb Nachman was going like Reb Yehuda. And Kosova Taima, the whole reason of this takona is a knas, Taima Mai, Kidei Shelo Yehei Benot Yisrael Prutzot, either Barayot, which is the one about Shemra, or Prutzot Benidarim. And therefore, since the whole point is to make an impact on the public morality, therefore, Yilkach, we tell him, we want you to openly state this. So Yilkach Tzorech L'Memra L'Hachi. So that means we have two opposite approaches. Is this a takona for her so that the Baal cannot be mekalkel? Or is this a knas against her in order to be mefarsem that we won't tolerate this behavior? Tanya Kalishna Kama. So we have one bright that it takes for granted that it's all Mishum Kilkula, and that was the first Lashon of Reb Nachman, and that therefore what Reb Nachman was saying was only if he clearly stated at the time of the get that it was based on these behaviors is there a problem of taking her back. But otherwise it would be Dvar B'Shemaleith. Why would we believe him to be Bekalkaler? And Tanya also Kalishna Batra, that the problem is a knas against her. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Omar Rabbi Meir, Mipnei Ma, Amru Motzi, Tishto Mishum Shemra, Lo Yachzir, or Mishum Neder, Lo Yachzir. I will tell you why. It's because of Kilkel. Shema Telech Vatina Selacher, she'll go marry somebody else. And then it'll turn out that the rumors were false. V'nimtzu Devarim Badaim, V'yomar, and the guy will say, "Oh my gosh, Ilio Yiti Odea Shekeni, had I known that you were innocent, I feel like I don't know mea money that could have given me $1 million. I never would have been megarish such a wonderful woman." V'nim tzaget batel uvanei amam zerim, and that will be mekalkaler. L'fichach omrim lo, therefore we say to him, you got to know up front, if you are being megarish mishum shemra, you will never be allowed to take her back. Or mishum neder, you will never be allowed to take her back. If at that point the guy goes ahead and says okay anyway, then he can't come and be mekalkel afterwards. Come on. Obviously there were things wrong with the marriage and you didn't want it to get rid of her. Otherwise you wouldn't have put yourself in this situation. So stop complaining.
But in other cases of mechatos, you can actually mess up a marriage that's taken.
Sure.
Cancel the
get. Why not? Yeah, but it would have to be that it was open. That's what I'm not going to say. You can't say, "I thought." You thought? You didn't say anything. Tanya Kalishna Batra. And then we also have a Braita that says that the reason is Knas, and that was like the second Lashon of Reb Nachman, who said, we want you to clearly state and let everybody know that women who make Nadarim get Gittin. And that is Omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Mibnei Ma Omer Motzei Tishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzir, or Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir, in order to prove a point. Shelo Yu Benot Yisrael Prutzot Ba'arayot Benedarim Ulefichach. And here is word for word what the second Lashon of Reb Nachman said. Omrim Lo, we tell him at the point of the divorce, Emor Lo, we want you to clearly tell her, so basically we have two Lashonas of Reb Nachman, whether he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or which was Knas, or whether he paskin like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Elazar, that it's Mishum Kilku.
So
those are Nidrei Zeruzin. That's why it's a Siyag L'Prishus. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachzir, v'shalo yadu bo rabim yachzir. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea? Now, he apparently is basing this, and this, of course, Rabbi Kivegar points out, is a very problematic with the Rambam's pshat, because the Rambam said it had nothing to do with the din of neder sheyadu bo rabim, or it has to do with the fact that it was known Shiadubo Rabbim, and that was the priestess. Here the Gemara is taking for granted that the type of neder that is Zuder Barabim is different. Because since it was Zuder Barabim, we had the machlokas earlier, so there's a machlokas, whether it needs to be Aldas Rabim or just the fact that it is Barabim, that Ein Lo Hafara. So this supports the contention that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, if she is so chutzpahdik to make the type of neder that we can never get rid of, that is the type of behavior that we don't tolerate. But it's not because of the fact that we know of the neder.
Cold or something.
Right, because then why right now does the Gemara switch to the question of where do you get the idea that just because a neder was made barabim, you can't be matir it? So that, according to Rambam, what's the Gemara's kasha? That's the Reb Kivegam, an obvious question. Okay, so where do we know this from? I'm Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, my time at the Reb Yehuda. Dichtiv. We find that when the Givonim came and they pretended to be from far away, and we heard about the wonders, and we wanted to join up with this wonderful nation, blah, blah, blah. And they went ahead, and they make a brit with them, and a neder them, a nishba to them. So it says that when they found out what phonies they were, so because of the fact that the Nisi'ei Aida had sworn, B'nai Yisrael were unable to act out on their feelings, and they had to stick with this shrua. So why couldn't they be matir it? Must be because it was the Nisi'ei Aida that was barabim. The Rabbanan who say there's no difference if it was barabim or not barabim, the Rabbanan say, what's the matter with you? How is there a shvua over there? We know beferish all through the second Nedarim that if somebody makes a neder based on a misapprehension or a shvua on a misapprehension, the guy thinks that this is the fact and it wasn't the fact. We have all kinds of examples like that. That's not considered to be a shvua. Over here, I mean, they claimed, and therefore we say michala shvua layu klav. What? There's no shvua here. What are you analyzing? What type of shvua it is? A shvua barabim? Not. It's not even a shvua, because kivan d'amar lo. Look, it's clear in the pasuk. The only reason they made that shvua is because of this whole rigmarole, and they come to Gilgal and they say, "Oi, we have come from far away, and please make a brit with us," and so on.
They really wanted to connect in there.
Yeah, they were a bunch of phonies, so they figured, okay, it's an easy way out. You know, so therefore there was no shvua in the first place. Lo chayla shvua layo klal. You can be fooled into a shvua. V'hayda lo katlino. So why does it say v'lo hikum? It was not because of the din of the shvua. It was because of the chilul Hashem that would have been involved. That obviously the goyim would have said, well, they swore they don't care about the shvua, blah, blah, blah. You can't trust the Jews for nothing. You know, it doesn't matter this, doesn't matter that. Bottom line is, you can't trust the Jews. Okay, so they knew that. So Haida Lokit Lin was only Mishum Kedushat Hashem. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the dinim of shvuas and Adar. Okay, fine. That's the machlokas over there. It's not particularly relevant to us what the details of that are, but that's the point that Rebbe Yehuda is making. If Lamaisa, there's a halacha that she went ahead with a type of neder that the halacha is kovat, that you cannot be matir, so then that is a chutzpah, and because of that we're mafar saying we don't accept that type of behavior. Now, once we see this, assuming that this is the din, how exactly would we define the word berabim? What does berabim mean? Berabim, does it mean in a minyan? Does it mean, you know, like a mezuzah? What's berabim? Kamarabim, Reb Nachman, Omar. Well, I bring it right from the Torah. Rabim means three. And Reb Yitzchak Omar, no, it means in this case 10. So Reb Nachman says it means three. It's a fresh pasuk. Because we know by the din of a zova, so it says Ishaki Azuv Zov Doma Yamim Rabim, and we darshan over there Yamim is 2 days, Rabim is 3 days, and that's how we learn out that a zova gedela is a woman who was bleeding for 3 days into the time between her normal period, and obviously the word Rabim is used in the Torah as three. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, but the whole makor of this, who cares about a zava? The makor of this is the drasha in Yoshua, where it says, Nishbu'u, the Nishbu'u'im Nisi'ei Ha'eda. How much is Eda? Everybody knows. Dichtiv Eda, Eda is 10. Ad matai le'eda ra'azot, that's the makor for a minion. Rabbi Meir Omer,
Mm-hmm.
the rabbi from the Dungeon back here is just what's considered another rabbi?
Yeah, we're just asking for the details.
I missed how this is, one is playing off the other. Why is this Givon in that which brings into what the what rabbi is?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says over here that they could not abrogate the Shua because the Nesiei Haida were involved. So obviously that means that it was public. Now we want to know, what does the Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says Kol Neder Shiyadu Bo Rabbi, if this is his Mekor? Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says it's all a function of whether a Bezdin was able to be matir, and Rabbi Elazar says, on the contrary, Rabbi Elazar Omer lo asru tsarich, the only reason that they answered a person whose wife made the type of neder which requires hatara barabim, actually that wouldn't have needed the takana at all. The only reason that we answered that was because mivnei she'enot tsarich, is because of the type of neder that he could have handled on his own, and that she wouldn't have had to go into Besdin. But my kamif again. So the machlokes is very simple. Rabbi Meir Savar, Adam rotzeh shetitbazeh shto bebeitin. Person is perfectly accepting of the fact that his wife would have to go to Besdin to get herself a heter for the neder, and therefore, if he would say, well, if I had known that, I thought this was kind of neder, nobody's going to be able to figure out a Pesach for. I mean, you are such a stubborn mule. There's no way that any Bezdin would say, well, had you known X, you would have said, of course. And had you known Y, well, obviously. And had you known Z, well, what do you think I am, stupid? Yeah, I've tried arguing with you, too. So the fact that you found a heter for the neder is a shock, you know? And I would say to him, yes, sir, but I mean, surely you would not have wanted your wife to go to Besdin. Why not? I don't care if my wife goes to Besdin. So that's Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, on the contrary, if a guy would have said, had I known that she could have gone to Besdin, I never would have divorced her, we wouldn't have believed him. Because it's an umdana that ein adam rotzeh shetitbazeh ishto bebeitin. She would have said, you wouldn't have wanted her to go to Besdin anyway. What in the world is this last weird story about a maaseh b'tzidon? I mean, first of all, my tana diktoni maaseh. A maaseh always comes to back up a contention in the Mishnah. Where's the contention? You're right. Chisuri mechaser. As often happens when we bring a maaseh, the maaseh stands in for the introduction to a maaseh because any idiot understands that this is clearly something is missing. So a chisuri mechaser is often introduced with a maaseh. Here too, the Mishnah is Chisure. V'ochi katan. You're going to have to put in the following words. B'meh tevarim amurim. What is all of this discussion here in the Mishnah about not being able to take a woman back? That is only where it was the woman who made the nedarim. But if the man made the neder, then there would be no problem. He could be mavzir, and there's no problem of kilkula. To that statement comes along Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and adds, indeed, Ma'aseh Nami. There was even a mice like this in Sidon. Be'achat shamar l'ishto kone mimeni megarshech v'gisha v'itir lo chachamim shachzirenu mipnei tikkun olam. Okay, but the mice still doesn't make one shred of sense. I mean, I understand what you're talking about. Very nice. It's because first of all, what's the kind of, what do you mean? You can't make a netter that you're going to be megarish somebody. What are you answering on? Answering what? The konim is loshen iser. What did you answer? Well, obviously that means that the guy asked, let's say he said, if I don't go ahead and give you a get, then I should never be allowed to eat again. You know, but something like that. I mean, I'll only divorce you because you're cooking, you know. And they said he could take her back. And I said, well, obviously. He said, what do you mean, understand, cheetah? What do you mean? Why wouldn't he be able to take her back? But because of something else, you see. I mean, since the issue over here certainly raised the question about whether it's a general moral issue, right? Okay, so maybe in the same way, we find Rabbi Yehuda saying that we want people to know that a hanhaga of nedarim is unacceptable. So maybe we should be gozer even the other way around, where the husband brought himself to bring a get because of a neder. And that's because of Rabbi Natan. Remember that Rabbi Natan said, Hanoder ki'ilu bana bama. Somebody who makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama. And Hamekaimo, if he goes ahead and he doesn't bother getting himself a heter for his neder, it's as if he went ahead and was makriv a korban on that bama. So maybe you would have thought that in the same way that we're going to make this knas against her, Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we should actually be mefarsim that we don't accept all this type of behavior. See, even if the get was catalyzed by a neder on the part of the man, I mean, obviously not really comparable, not catalyzed by the behavior of the neder, but it was catalyzed by the fact of a neder. A guy made a neder to give a get. So maybe we should act out the same way that we do with the woman and say, well, listen, gentlemen, people that make the dorim don't get a second chance. That's what it's about. Yeah, so we'll teach people a lesson about the Dharma in general. So you might think, so maybe we would do that, Kamash Malan, that no, this is not what we would say. And that is Mipnei Tikkun Olam? What? What Tikkun Olam? I Tikkun Olam, you can understand. Rav Shesh says, no, that's ridiculous. I mean, obviously, Mipnei Tikkun Olam is going back to the first part in the Reisha. That Mipnei Tikkun Olam, we say to a husband who is being megarish because of her Nadarim, you can't take her back. Ravina Amar, no, Leolam is safe. What it's saying is it's giving an explanation. It's saying, since what was the point of the Reisha? The point of the Reisha was Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So here, he Tiru Chachomim, because ain bezum mipnei tikkun olam, they don't see in making a takana against him an equivalent tikkun olam issue.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Especially when it's followed by a word from our very special
Shabta Heilige Mishnah.
Hamotziat ishto mishum islandis. And we have the same issue. If a man believes his wife to be infertile and he thinks that she's an islandess, he doesn't have any 100% medical data yet on this. She may yet turn out to be maybe a little bit delayed in her development, you know, maybe. So she's 25 and hasn't had a period yet, but you never know, you know. And indeed, the halachas, we talk about Ruv Shnotea. So if he's being megarish on that basis, she may in the end turn out to be fertile, you know. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yachzir. You cannot take her back. We'd have to do the same thing, because what if she does go ahead and get married? And the guy says, well, if I would have known that you actually were going to be fertile, you know, I never would have divorced you. So therefore, in order to avoid the kilkul of her subsequently getting married and having children, so then the Chachomim say, you're not allowed to be mazer, says Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachomim say, yachzir, that there is no chashash in this case of his being makalkalar. Niseit la'acher, in the end, she gets married to somebody else. And then, hayula banim hemena. And she has children. So now, she comes back, you know, a couple years later. She says, well, nobody gave me a ketuvah because they said that, you know, I was infertile and therefore it's my fault. Well, it wasn't my fault. Now I want my ketuvah. So says Rabbi Yehuda, shh, you're much smarter to shut your trap, you know. Shtikutech yafa midiburech, you're in better shape if you remain silent.
Now, to live by.
Because, yeah, so then you're going to bring up the whole issue and so on. Now, obviously, if Lemaisa was something to say, then it's ridiculous to say that. Because then we'll say it. If Lemaisa, we believe, was a Mekatog, what are we saying? Don't say anything. What do you mean, don't say anything? Besdin's going to say something. Besdin's going to say, you know, these kids are mamzerim. And that's what the Lashon in the Gemara always says, im hishotek et hanan mishatkinan, but we should be quiet. But what is this, a cover-up of some case? So how do you explain that? So the point over here is that, look, we didn't know she was an islandess. It's not as if this was a miracle. We didn't know she was an islandess.
Less than 10 years.
And he, well, I mean, no, there are simonim, there are literal simonim of islandess. It's not that, that's a different issue, that he has to marry another woman over and above her, you know, in the good old days. But You know, I mean, this, what is it, 72 virgins give a kiss on Hedron, or is it only 70? I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure the Mephazer said on the Shirin Lashinas, you know, one from each Uma.
That's the extra two of them.
I'm saying maybe that's connected to the Av Bezdin and the Nasi, like it is. I'm saying, I'm not sure.
The Rav said it turned out to be boys.
Anyway, so therefore, what we have to say over here is that again, all our chashash is mishum laz, as Tosfos says all over. That a lot of these tikkun olam is not that we're going to actually accept the kilkel of the Baal. Remember, we had this throughout the Masechet. It's just that we don't want to give him an opening to make her problems. Enough problems that women have with husbands, and the very fact that he starts up will create problems for her children. Therefore, here, we tell her, listen, you know, we made all these takonas so that you can't get into trade. Now you want to go to business, start making a fuss, and they'll put it in the papers, and look, she didn't get her ksuva. It don't take much brains to figure out, oh, and so her children are mamzer. Therefore, shtikutech is better. It's not that it would mean necessarily we'd be mekabel what he said, obviously. But anyway, it's something very strange. Because here, it turns out that everybody has switched their shita, right? Because, I mean, what you're saying is that he would have been able to be Makalko, lo yachzir. But that was exactly what Reb Yehuda didn't say before. Reb Yehuda said before, it wasn't that we were afraid lo yachzir was because of Kilko. He said lo yachzir was because we wanted to teach her a lesson, because of Knas. It was the Chachomim who said it was because of Kilkel. And here the Chachomim say, no, we don't worry about Kilkel. And since there's no misbehavior in being an islandist, obviously the whole thing doesn't apply. Now, how did they switch around their shitas? L'meimed Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is chayish, that the husband will come and be Mekalkel. And therefore, he says over here, we have to tell him, you can never take her back. And the Rabbanan are not chayish or Kilkel. Didn't we just say in the previous mission exactly the opposite? And Rabbi Yehuda said the only problem is and the Rabbanan say, no, it doesn't make any difference. And there we understood that that means that the Rabbanan were the ones who were chayish l'kilkel, and Reb Yehuda wasn't chayish l'kilkel, he was chayish from his behavior. Whoa, there's no way out of this one. This is crazy. Obviously, the second Mishnah here is switched around the Shittut. Epoch. He says, what do you mean, epoch? Keep reading the Mishnah. V'minitoni seifa, and if ni seit lacher v'ayelo banim emen avitovat k'duvata, it's Rabbi Yehuda who is worried about Kilkel, and he says, shh, shtikutech yafami diburech. So then Davka is the one that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that he's chayish l'Kilkel, and the Rabbanan didn't say that. Well, okay, we'll have to switch that around also. I mean, Abaya says, no, come on. They are running around being ma'apit for Mishnah. The point is that Rabbi Yehuda Bayi, Sarvala Karebi Meir, with Sarvala Karebi Elazar. There's no real stira, because Rabbi Yehuda is Chayesh Lekilkula. The reason that in the Reisha he said the only problem is it because of a Knas is because he held there's no kilkula that is possible. That's the point. Why is there no kilkula possible? Because he holds a combination of the shitot of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. So, basically, if it requires a heter of a chacham, so if it's tzarich, then he holds like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, if it's tzarich, he can't be mekalkeler anyway, because we would say to him, you don't want your wife to be running around the Bezdin, so don't give us that bull story. That's not true. Even if you had known that there was a heter in the Bezdin, you would never have said, go get a heter in the Bezdin. You would have been megasher anyway. So if it was tzarich, it's not a problem. And if it was eino tzarich, so bit tzarich, so like Rebbe Elazar. If it was eino tzarich, and it could have been done through Afar, in that he holds like Rabbi Meir. Everybody knows the netter you can be made for. He can't turn around and say, I didn't know you could be made for. Of course you knew. So therefore, there's no problem in that case. But it's not that he holds, theoretically, there's no problem of kilko. Obviously, when it comes to the question of infertility, over there, there's clearly a question of kilko. What's the big deal? Yeah, that's pretty smart. Says Rava, yeah, it's pretty smart, but it only answers half of the problem. We had an inversion of both Reb Yehuda and Rabban and Shita. And comes along Abaya and very beautifully tells us why it's not an inversion of Reb Yehuda. But what about the Rabbanan? He didn't say a word explaining how come the Rabbanan all of a sudden switch around to not worrying about Kilko. So says Rava, what? And it was only Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda? That was the problem? The Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, that was not a problem? So why is Abaya answering half of a problem? Elama Rava, I accept what Abaya is. It's a brilliant exposition. To Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda, indeed, lo kasha kiddushanina. Now let me tell you the rest of the story. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan are also lokash. You know why? Because the Chachamim are the ones who say over here, Yachzir. They happen to be Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir's shita is that unless you make a Tanai Kaful, it's meaningless. Remember that the idea of a Tanai is not the question of a Gilu Dot. The question of a Tanai is a properly formed condition in a chalos. It's not the way a civil court would look at the issue of a tanai. If a person clearly said, if X, then this, which is mashma, but if not X, then not. Yeah. He didn't say it. He said, if X, then this. If X, then this is not a properly formed document. All we see is the then this. If X, then this, and if not X, then not this, that is a properly formed document. So Mamela over here, doesn't matter, document, oral, a tnai is something that cuts off something that is being said. But in order to do that, it has to be properly formed. And therefore, since we learn out from Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, where Moshe Rabbeinu seems to engage, and so does Yehoshua, in an awful lot of discussion about what exactly was the agreement that had been made. And the agreement is that if you go ahead and you will fight, and that, but if you don't go ahead and you don't fight, then you will take your chalak. So he learns out from there that the Torah is giving us the details of how to make a properly formed condition. Any improperly formed condition, the condition is invisible legally. And therefore, it's as if it was never said. So since you need a tanai kafel, and all the guys said you should know, I being megarish you because of Ireland is very nice. Thank you. The get was a get. Did you say this should be a get unconditionally? You're not. If you're not allowed, it shouldn't be a get. So there's nothing you can do anyway. You could sit there and you could say, "Oh, I never would have given it." Tough. And how come I skin a bit of look out for it tonight? Therefore, the same Rebbe Meir who wants to prevent the problems before of the idea of Kilko over here doesn't have a problem. And therefore, even if it turns out that she's not an islandist, there's nothing really that he could have done about it. Daf Memvav. Amotziat ishto mishum shem ra lo yachzir. Mishum neder lo yachzir. Rabbi Yehuda imer, kol neder shiyadu bo rabim lo yachzir, mishlo yadu bo rabim yachzir. Rabbi Meir imer, kol neder shitzorich hakirat chacham lo yachzir. Sheno tzorich hakirat chacham yachzir. Omar Rabbi Elazar, on the contrary, lo asaru ze elam bipnei ze. At the time of the get, Mishum Shemra Animotier, Mishum Neder Animotier. So clearly, because over a time of my Mishum Kilkula, Yomala, Matsima Kalkala, Vila Lomate Kalkala. Ekin Yam Yam Revias Berman Yom Yam Revanakman Serk, Shiomarla, Havi Yodach, Mishum Shemra Animotier, Mishum Neder Animotier. So this is what he needs to say, not if he said, Kosova, time of Maya, the whole point is a knas, and therefore part of the knas is to make it clear that this is the reason. Tani kalishna kama v'tani kalishna batra. Tani kalishna kama am Rabbi Meir mipnei ma am Ramotzit ishto mishum shemra lo yachzir mishum nera lo yachzir. Shemati lech v'tina sela acher v'nimtze udevarim badaim. V'yomar oi li lo hayiti yodea shekenu afilo yunotnim li mea mana lo hayiti megarsha. V'nimtze get batelo v'nea mamzerim. לפיכך אומרים לו, אבי יודע שמוציא את אשתו משום שמרה לא יחזיר, משום נדר לא יחזיר. And that would be, says Reb Nachman, when he made it clear that that was the point. So then we tell him that. But if he didn't make it clear, who cares what he would say later? He couldn't be mekalkeler. Tani kalishna batra, that this is a knas that you have to say. Omer Reb Elazar Reb Yosi mipnei ma amru amatzit ishto mishum shemra lo yachzir, mishum nedr lo yachzir. For the purpose of lo yu b'nai tisot prutzot barayot b'nedarim. And lefichach omrim lo, at the time of the gate, you should tell her that openly. And mor la avi yodat, mishum shemra ani motziach, mishum neder ani motziach. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kol neder, shi yadu bo rabim lo yachzir, shlo yadu bo rabim yachzir. Om Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, oh, it's a neder shud up rabim, is not possible to be matir. You think that that means because of neder shud barabim? There was no shvu at all over there. Michala shvu elu yeklal. Given dom rulo mi eretz rechol kabano, which is a bunch of bull, velo bull. So lo chayla shvu alayu klal. So why does it say lo yikum mishum? It's mishum the kiddush Hashem. That's the point. So I go mishum kiddush Hashem. By the way, what is meant by rabim? Kama rabim? Reb Nachman amar shlosha. Reb Yitzchak amar atzara. Reb Nachman amar shlosha. Yamim shnayim rabim shlosha. We find by Azova. Reb Yitzchak amar atzara, because we're learning it out here from Nisyei Haida. Rabbi Meir omer kol neder shetzorich, and Reb Elazar says, on the contrary, lo asu tzorich v'ator in Bezdin el v'nejeno tzorich, in which we could have been made for. Rabbi Meir savar adam rotzesh titpaze ishto bebeidin, and therefore it can be mekalkeler and say, yeah, I don't know, and they would manage to find a heter. Whereas Rula is a savar, on the contrary, adam rotzesh baze ishto bebeidin. So he could never have been mekalkeler for that. He can only be mekalkeler for what was in his control. But once we made it across the board. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, maase betzidon. What the heck is this doing here? My tana diktoni maase. Chisuri mechas, vachi ketoni. Now, back to the words in the Mishnah. And could you explain this a little bit? But well, first of all, what do you mean, kone? No, it means konim ko perot shalom alai im eini megashech, obviously. Okay, and then he tirulo shiachzirena. Yeah, I mean, did they also allow him to drive his sports car? There was avim in a mishnah to tell us. I understand. It's ridiculous. Pshita. Ah, but ma the tem litzer mishum the Rabbi Natan. The Tanya Rabbi Natan omra no der kilu bana bama v'am kaimo kilu hikriv alei korban kumash malan. Mipnei tikkun olam, tikkun olam. What in the world? My tikkun olamika. Rav Shesh is going back on the Reisha, obviously. Ravina Amar, no, it's talking about safe as well. Vachika Tani, is the issue not tikkun olam? Well, ein bezu mishum tikkun olam, and therefore would only apply to the Reisha. Hamotziet ishto mishum aylanit Ravina Amar lo yachzir v'chachamim omrim yachzir. Niseit le'acher v'ayu labbanim emena v'itovat k'tuvata om Rabbi Yehuda sh'tikutech yafa midiburech. L'meimah, the Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's chayish l'kukula and the Rabbanon are not chayish l'kukula. That's crazy. We just learned the mission exactly the opposite. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, it's only a problem. It was a neder shiyadu barabim lo yachzir. Shelo yadu barabim yachzir. So almetz the Rabbanon who are the ones who are chayish l'kukula. And it's Rabbi Yehuda who is lo chayish l'kukula. Amar Shmuel, whoa, epoch. What do you mean epoch? It's Rabbi Yehuda who says, which is mashma, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's worried about the skill call. Well, that too, I guess, epuch. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar. In the case of the netter, there was a netter that was sorry. Shavalek Rabbi Allah said that the guy would never have allowed his wife to go to Besdin. And in the case where his Be'ino Tzari, to Besdin, and instead he could have been Mefer, in that Shavalek Rabbi Meir, who says everybody knows you can be Mefer, therefore we won't believe him, he can't be Mekalko. Omar Rabbi, and how come we're only worried about the Rebuta? The Rebuta, that's a problem. The Rabbana is not a problem. El Omar Rabbi, here's the whole story. The Rebuta, Lokasha, that is as our friend here has explained, Kiddushanina. But the Rabbanan, Lokasha, Man Chachomin Rabbi Meir, who has been a Tanaika fool, Vachomayiskin, and Ben Lokafle, Litanae.